Hello, it is 1:28 a.m. on Monday, Labor Day, actually. I have to be up in 8 hours, so not bad, because after this I will be going to sleep. But I'm very excited because tomorrow is the Joji concert. I've been a fan of Joji for a while, and it's really exciting to know that I will be seeing Glimpse of Us and Slow Dancing in the Dark live. Those are probably, you know, some of my favorite songs, and seeing it live will definitely be something for a bucket list. I'm very afraid of the fans. But it's okay, because I will have a friend there, and we will be smart, hopefully. Hopefully. I guess there's a lot to talk about. Every time I make a little voice diary, I get so tired. So, it kind of really helps me sleep. So, that's like a main reason why I do it. But, I guess today, I just want to talk about, oh gosh, it's a lot, but for the first time in a long time, I felt like a huge rush of relief, because this whole summer I was holding on to something I shouldn't have been holding on to, and I am so glad that it has worked out the way it did. But okay, so for a long, long time I really liked a friend. I had really strong feelings for them, and I didn't want to say anything, because when you develop feelings for a friend and it might not go well, so if you say something, you are putting the friendship on the line, because, you know, you never know how the other person will react or will feel, and you know how you can react and feel, but like, you don't have any control over the other person. So all of it is just very scary, because you don't want to lose that person, especially since you have history with that person, and it's a lot to lose. You come to cherish that person, and they become part of your life, and you like them enough to develop these feelings for them. So it's like, I don't know. But yeah, so this person and I were friends for a really, really long time. Not so long, like years or anything, but months. We met through school, and just were friends for a really long time before I realized I had, like, deeper feelings for them. Because one time we were talking or something, and like, I thought they were referring to their partner, and so I thought they had a partner, and I was kind of jealous. Not jealous, but like, that's kind of sad. But I'm like, wait, why would I be feeling that way? If they're just a friend, I'd be like curious about their partner. I'd be like, oh my gosh, who are they? Blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, that's like a fun thing to talk about with your friends. But if you feel a certain way about someone, information like that would be a little different. So That's when I first realized. I was like, hold on. Then I kind of like tossed and turned with that idea for a really long time. Not a really long time, probably a couple weeks. And kind of talked to my roommates about it and like my closer friends about it. And I kind of came to the conclusion that I did probably have some feelings for them. But it wasn't enough to like say anything or do anything. Especially since I was pretty confident they didn't like me back or anything in that way. It was very friendly, the energy that they would give. But during the summer, we had more time to like hang out, and it got a lot harder to be around them knowing that I like them in this way and that, you know, I think they're such a great person, and spending more and more time with them made me kind of fall a little deeper every time. And I kind of thought to myself, I don't know what I would do if, like, I never said anything and it just, like, never came to be anything. I think I would be really, really sad. And I was already sad because, you know, not being able to express how you truly feel about someone is really difficult because you're holding this all in. You're holding this huge emotion in, and it's like very, very hard. But again, them and I were friends, so I didn't want to put anything on the line, and their friendship meant so, so much to me, like so much, because they're an amazing person and you don't want to lose a person like that. You don't want to put things on the line, put things in jeopardy, and be that person to risk those things, which is why friends to more kind of deal is so, so scary, because there is so much more to lose, I feel. Because if they were a stranger, or if they were someone I, you know, didn't even particularly like an enemies to more kind of deal, it'd be easier to let that person go. But knowing that it might not work out and you're friends, but now something is different because you know this information, and it's like one person's trying to change how they feel and one person feels bad for not feeling the same, and it's just all very, very odd. So I didn't want that to happen, so I was very scared. But the more I got to hang out with them and got to know them more as a person, the more, you know, connected I felt, and the deeper I fell, because there's not a lot of people that kind of make you go, wow, they're such an amazing person. They're such a delight to be around. They're such like a bright energy that it sticks to you like that. And like being a person that like that, that can literally illuminate the room, and who has energy that captivates you and that you can just always count on to be so like comforting and reassuring. And I think that was one of their best qualities that I kind of stuck onto, or really stick onto now, is how reassuring of a person they are. So yeah, so I spent a long time, a huge part of the summer, just very, very down about the fact that I probably wasn't gonna say anything because their friendship meant so much to me, and I didn't want to put anything on the line. And everything about actually expressing how you feel is very new to me. Yeah, and I don't know what I really want out of a lot of things, so I didn't want to just put things on the line to not know what I want. But eventually, I just knew I had to say something because it was getting to the point where I just really couldn't stop thinking about the fact that I liked them this much, and I just wanted to make sure that I had plenty of time to heal if things did go bad because of, you know, you don't know. So I just, for myself, I knew I had to say something. You know, obviously I wanted to protect them as well, because I would hate to put anyone in a position where they had to, like, be in that uncomfortable position to let someone down, because that position is not easy either. Like, to let someone you care about down because you don't feel the same, which you can't really control. Like, you literally can't control how you feel about someone. It's, most of the time, it's just like a feeling that develops and naturally occurs, and you really can't control it. So I didn't want to put anyone in that situation where they had to reject someone, because that is also a very hard position to be in. Being rejected is also very hard to be in. So it's just like, those what-ifs scared me for the longest time, but I knew I had to say something, because it was eating me up, literally, like, eating me up. So I knew there was, like, plenty of opportunities where I could have said it in person, but I was just always so scared. Like, I would tell myself I needed to tell them, and, like, I needed to say something, but I didn't, because I was too scared, and there were just many, many opportunities, and I didn't take it. So I kind of concluded that I couldn't tell them in person. So I went with a medium route and, like, expressed everything in a letter. And yeah, so that's how it all happened. And it went a lot better than I thought it would. I think that nice medium was good for the whole situation, because I could fully articulate how I felt and not mess up. Because in person, maybe I would have been able to say something, but I definitely would have messed it up. Ideally, things would have happened in person, but it's okay. But yeah, things are going a lot better than I thought, because I found out they did feel the same, maybe not to my extent, because, oh my goodness, but, yeah. So, I was very glad, and it was very relieving, to know that they feel the same. Of course it is, but, yeah. So, it's kind of, like, progressing, and I'm very excited to see where this kind of all goes. I don't really know, don't have a clue about what it can be like, but as long as I think that the best will happen, hopefully it does. But it is also very scary, because falling for a friend is not fun most of the time, because that line between platonic and romantic is very thin, I think, for a lot of different people. But for some people, it's very distinct, those two, and very different. And then for some, that it's not. So it's like, it's so easy to fall for someone who may not, you know, feel the same at all. But they, like, love you in different ways. Like, the platonic love. So yeah, it's definitely a lot to kind of process right now, because I don't know, it's just like something that's been on my mind for so long, and it's finally like a sigh of relief, like, oh, okay, I really didn't need to be like freaking out and thinking about all these what ifs. Like, a good what if actually became reality, which is like a lot better than I thought it would go. But yeah, I guess this kind of segment and maybe the next couple of episodes will be talking about, like, the scary feeling of falling for a friend. Because it is kind of hard and very difficult whole situation to navigate. And I think I need to kind of just, like, let all the thoughts freely flow from my mind so I can process this better. But yeah, I will update tomorrow, question mark? I don't know. We'll see. LOL.